KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies, a little bit of mist or drizzle in the air, and it's 42 degrees. We picked up just under 7/10 of an inch of rainfall over the past 24 hours at 67/100 here at the KJAN studios. Our forecast is calling for any light rain or drizzle to be ending this morning. Skies will be mostly cloudy for the balance of the day with a high of 48. Winds will be northwesterly at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Officials of the Cass County Health System and Cass County Public Health said Tuesday they had received multiple reports this month of phone-related Medicare and vaccine scams occurring in the region. Cass County Health System and Cass County Public Health employees will not call and ask for payment or health insurance information over the phone, officials said, including when scheduling COVID vaccine appointments. Please be cautious, they added, about sharing personal information and financial information over the phone. Some of the reports that they have received included the phone numbers appear to be local. When in doubt, patients can always ask for the caller's name and phone extension, and then they can call the main CCHS phone number at 712-243-3250 to verify that information. New opportunities in Guthrie County and the Guthrie County ISU Extension and Outreach are partnering with USDA to bring farmers to families' food boxes to Guthrie County on Thursday, April 15th. And as a part of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program announced in 2020, the USDA is exercising its authority under the Families First Coronavirus Response Act to purchase and distribute agricultural products to those in need. These are 33-pound boxes full of fresh produce, protein, dairy, and milk, and are available to anyone. No sign-up is required. Organizers intend to reach each town in Guthrie County to distribute the boxes. And distribution will begin at 2:30 p.m. Again, that's April 15th, and run until supplies are exhausted. Locations for the distribution include the city parks in Bagley, Bayard, Casey, Guthrie Center, Jamaica, Menlo, Panora, Stewart, and Yale. If you have any questions, you can contact Rhonda Huggins with New Opportunities at 641-747-3845 or Krista Downing with the Guthrie County ISU Extension at 641-747-2276. In other news, two men were arrested on separate charges late Tuesday in Red Oak. Police arrested 22-year-old Dawson Allen Squires of Red Oak at around 8:10 p.m. on a warrant for harassment in the second degree. Squires was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. And at around 5:45 p.m. Tuesday, 36-year-old Randon Daniel Phelps of Red Oak was arrested on a Montgomery County warrant for failure to appear on the original charge of driving while license denied or revoked. Phelps's bond was set at $5,000. Page County Sheriff's deputies Tuesday arrested 42-year-old John Dawson Roberts of Imogene following a traffic stop on an unregistered mini motorcycle that was pulling a trailer just before 2 a.m. The traffic stop happened in Shenandoah at the intersection of Ferguson Road and North Center Street. Neither the motorcycle or trailer had any lights, and the mini motorcycle did not have any registration. Roberts faces charges that include driving while barred, habitual offender. He was transported to the Page County Jail and held on $2,000 bond pending further court appearances. Additional charges are pending. The Shenandoah Police Department assisted Page County deputies at the scene of that incident. The Harlan Police Department reports two arrests on Monday. Officers arrested 54-year-old William James Ballard of Lamars on a charge of driving while revoked and careless driving. And on Sunday, 27-year-old Jose Cruz Gutierrez Villanueva of Harlan was arrested for OWI and driving while suspended. A Waterloo woman faces theft charges after police say she stole nearly $30,000 in unemployment benefits from a relative. 43-year-old April Ann South is charged with first-degree theft, identity theft, and credit card fraud. Police say the theft occurred after the relative asked South for help in applying for unemployment last year. Police say the relative was told she didn't qualify for unemployment, but was told in January by Iowa Workforce Development that she had been receiving unemployment payments. Officials say the money was paid into a bank account set up in her name and spent using a prepaid credit card. Police say surveillance videos show South using the card at different locations to spend more than $28,000 for those funds. Well, a gene therapy drug that could end up being a cure for diabetes is being tested on dogs at the Boone Veterinary Hospital, and canine volunteers are needed for a second-round study. Dr. Hans Solinger, founder of the Wisconsin-based biotech company Insulin, said diabetic dogs will receive a 30-minute intravenous treatment during their first visit, which may last for a total about 4 hours.
We want to take a few hours to make sure that the dog is fine. The dog can go to the playground with the owner making sure the veterinarian or vet technician is close, just in case there should be an unexpected reaction to the treatment.
The treatment has proven effective in hundreds of small animals to reduce or even eliminate insulin injections, Solinger says. And if all goes well with the dog study, human trials may be 18 to 24 months away. The gene therapy is very similar to what's being used to treat dogs for hemophilia, a blood clotting disorder.
The DNA which we are giving for the cure of diabetes is just a very small amount different than what the hemophilia dogs are getting. And the hemophilia dogs have no side effects or very small side effects. So certainly, to my knowledge, there hasn't been a death.
Built on decades of research at the University of Wisconsin Hospitals and Clinics in Madison, Solinger said the procedure may allow patients to precisely regulate insulin on their own by recoding a small fraction of their liver to function like a pancreas.
I'm sure we get it to work. It will take time, but from other examples of gene therapy where dogs have been used as a preclinical model, if you get it to work in dogs, the chance that you get it to work in humans is excellent.
The ideal dogs for the study are small dogs that have recently been diagnosed with diabetes. Families must be able to bring their pet to Boone for the one-time treatment and 5 follow-up visits. You can learn more in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.